Excuse me.
Excuse Michael?
Michael Fudd.
It's you.
You're wanted at the front desk. Michael Fudd.
Michael! Mr. Fudd.
Mr. Fudd. I'm calling you.
Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good.
Hey.
Afternoon.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
I take some blame for that.
Well, we did try. We did. I set an alarm for 9 a.m.
Yeah, I felt like...
Well, 7:30 a.m. to be here for 9 a.m.
I had a dream about clearing out a huge house of wind. Of
did
some
you
sort
really?
Of... I don't know. But whatever it was very relieving.
Yeah.
And
oh.
So I, you know, must have evacuated something at 9 o'clock. It was very pleasant. I had a
something.
Really good feeling at that same time. I just wanted to put that out there. I mean, I did put
from
that out.
Orphanage.
Yeah.
Early.
Like,
you were
kids,
busy.
Hurry, run out of the burning building. It's on fire. The doorway is on fire. my doorway is burning. Get out. Drop children off to the pool. Get in the van. I'm taking you to the pool. Wait, there's no time to get to the pool. Sleep. Just get out.
The door is burning.
Oh my god, the door hurts so much.
There was the other day. This is going to be way too TMI. You can edit this out if you want.
Oh, gross.
It's going to be good. So the other day, I had to go to the bathroom, and my stomach hurt. Like, I was like, and Wyatt's like, Mom. I'm like, I have to go. He's like, that fart was terrible. I'm like, I know, because it hurt my butt.
So, you don't have to tell me, buddy. I was at ground zero. I put the zero in ground zero.
Yeah, brown zero.
Oh. There's a
no,
high five in there.
No, it was the whitest high five.
I think, too. Yeah, no, I okay. think I saw that plaque in New York. Less
yep.
popular.
In dedication to.
Yeah, it's in the bushes in the park.
Yeah, I bet it is.
They really need to.
I
need to send in the groundskeeper in there to just clean that up so that people can enjoy brown zero.
What's the hilarious butthole name?
It's a bit muddy.
It's a bit muddy. You gotta watch for the stench. It's a bit tight. Well, so anyway, I had to go to the bathroom. He went down. He tried shooting some hoops outside of the school. It was at the apartment. And so I went to the bathroom, and he came back. He's like, Mom. I'm like, it hurt. Don't ask questions. Like, it hurts so much. I was like, I don't know what
it's
I
like,
ate.
Normally, I field questions, but not today.
I know. And I go, now, listen, I'm your mom, and I can handle this. But if your wife ever has something like this, he's like, yeah, I'll throw toilet paper and run. I'm like, that's also a good idea. But you still have to be more sensitive to the fact
you
that...
You just pull the first couple fly off like a pin on
yeah.
a grenade.
Yes.
And then throw the toilet
yes.
paper in there.
Yeah, there's like air freshener in the roll. Like,
oh, yeah. It like, on contact, explodes yeah. in a mist of just oil-scented air
better.
Freshener.
Anything that smells better. Well, and I felt bad because I'm like, sorry, buddy. But he also needed to be more sensitive because women don't, you know, don't usually talk about their poop on the public Sipcast. Also, they don't usually like anyone to be around. You want to be like, no, I've got my poopery and I've got my scents plugged in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have any of that because it was the apartment and I couldn't have made that bathroom any filthier.
I'm surprised.
That was a filthy bathroom.
Maybe we should just take out, we'll just give transgenders women's bathrooms and then we'll start giving women a closet in public where they can just do all that stuff. Like a space closet. You know, like they go to the bathroom in space. But for women.
I would like that. I would like it if it would come, when I went to the bathroom, if it would go very far away from me.
There you go. Yeah, we'll very launch quickly. It right into space. Also.
Very far away.
Yeah.
I don't even want the smell. Like, I want it to be, like, vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
I mean, not, like, pull my colon out. It can't be that powerful. But, like, I want it to just be, like, I never did anything. Like, that. I only smell like grapes.
Unless it's, like, a frog and, you know, it just prolapses your colon just for a moment, just to give it a nice combing. Just
that
to
could be nice.
Comb the hairs on the
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, you don't need, like, an enema, you know?
Yeah.
Give you a nice, yeah.
Bring the mountain to Muhammad. You know?
I got a mountain for you.
Oh, that is one big pile of dino dew. Yeah.
Mountain don't.
Yeah. Good point. That's a terrific point to make, and I think we should emphasize that. Mountain don't, everybody.
I don't think... It's so funny. The other day, we were walking into Mom and Dad's house, and the kids always like to look around, because they've kind of figured out now that anything that's Grandma Monkey's, she'll feel bad and say, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you can just walk around and find stuff. Well, the other day, Mom finally was like, okay, well, here's the cabinet you can't have anything out of, right? And so, she shows, like, her teacups from her mom and stuff like that, and, like... Mm-hmm. The shell that has the Lord's Prayer on it.
Her antique Nazi rifle.
Yeah. Antique Nazi rifle.
That's her pride and joy.
Yeah. Well, we got to... So the kids were looking around, and Wyatt opened the closet that's just across from the door to the basement, and had, like, stacks of 2 liters of Diet Mountain Dew. And I'm like... And he goes, whoa! And I'm like, yeah, Grandpa has a problem. I mean, it's amazing that Dad's health is... as good as it is, given his age, height, and consumption of Diet Mountain Dew.
And lack of activity at this stage. He said he's getting a knee put in. He's getting a new...
Is he going to do it?
He's got it scheduled, but he keeps pushing it back.
He
so
keep pushing it back.
If you already knew about that, then...
What's he supposed to do?
What, after he gets his knee surgery?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Hunker down downstairs for a minute?
He can't do that. That's why he keeps putting it off. He doesn't know what to do.
Well, he's supposed to...
I think we should move his office down to the conference room, and then he could conference...
Oh, the stairs here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could, you know, talk about...
Yeah, Mom could redo everything. We'll figure it out. Look at this. We're over here like, yeah, we'll get some things ready for him.
Sure, we'll get some throws and some ropes and...
We'll get some nice rugs.
We could get one of those chair lifts.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Is there one big enough for Dad? He's a tall dude.
I don't know, and I'd like to...
His stature is quite large.
I'd like to see if there's, like, a gravity mode where I can just disengage all the mechanisms and just ride it, just coast it down.
Yeah.
Just see me fly through the front door because of just inertia, centrifugal force.
And then when you get out the door, it stops. It's only for, like, this area right here.
Yeah. Don't.
Does that stump you? You're just like, I'm not following.
Well, no, I was thinking you'd fly off the balcony of the landing.
Oh, balcony. Oh, my goodness. I thought we were already out the door. See, that's where we crossed our hairs here.
Over the balcony, over the landing, out the
door. That's where we crossed our swords. Ew!
Super gay. Yeah, I don't know. I think Dad should get a new knee. He should get a couple extra knees.
Well, he does, but you don't want to do them at the same time, especially like, for older, higher.
But I mean, like, so they're like teeth, so that the next time the other one wears out, the new one drops in.
Ka-chunk. Oh, that is a good idea. Yeah, I think I might have said it on here before, but I love how the old tooth, the new one coming in, actually eats all the nutrients and stuff from the one that's why when you pull it out, there's a hole. It eats and takes all the stuff and calcium and nutrients.
Oh.
I know. It's pretty, like, I was like, oh. Like, you're scared at first, and then you're like, well, that is pretty clever.
Isn't that what children do to their parents?
Yes.
So.
We're like teeth.
Basically the same thing. It's just
they're eating all of my brains and anything that matters in my gray matter.
And the stuff that doesn't matter. And they're actually making...
I have that.
They're making trouble with the things that don't matter.
You know what? Don't make any trouble.
Well, that's too bad. You tell that to the teeth eaters.
Teeth eater parents, kids.
Yeah, it's no longer ankle biters. You're teeth eaters.
So insulting. Wow. We just made up something so... We made up a lot of good things here. Really good. We're really pleased with ourselves.
Spend the next 20 minutes being silently pleased. Because you can tell because it's not that silent. Yeah, there's just... Every now and then you just hear...
Satisfying hmms.
Maybe a cat purring close to the microphone.
Yeah. I do that a lot by myself, or I'm just pleased with myself.
This is the satisfaction cast.
Yeah. Satisfaction. Well, we were talking earlier about how you've commandeered and been gifted a beautiful Longaberger basket. I am actually super jealous of that.
This prized item that I'll hold up to the microphone so that...
Yep, everyone can hear it.
There you go. Get a listen to that. Literally holding that up.
What sound it makes. Open it, yep.
There you go.
Open it and put the lid on top. See if they can hear that.
Put the lid on top of here?
No, put it actually on the way it goes. No! Other basket.
Oh.
Normally he doesn't drop it like that, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to make it audible. I mean, this is what it sounds like if I were, like, accessing data.
Let me take a picture of it while you're doing it, so then... Done.
Okay. Proof. Here's what the lid would sound like.
Actual sounds.
If I normally just put it on.
Yeah.
That was elaborate.
You can't even put a lid on good. Well, Anyway, that led to, I had made the statement that Mom has these really adorable little Longaberger, like, porcelain crocs. And you thought, like, shoe crocs. And I said, no, those are... That, now that's a crock of shit. Those things are ugly as hell.
I think, like, I had the same problem with Dad yesterday with Champ. He didn't know Champ at the bit. He thought it was Chomp at the bit. Here, I'm telling the 70-year-old.
What?
It was originally Champ at the bit.
What?
It's like, why would I bring this up if I didn't know what I was talking about?
Really?
It's Champ. It used to
I thought it was Chomping at the Bit.
Chomp is a derivative of Champ.
I thought Chomping at the Bit was the like a horse. Like, horses chomp at the bit, trying to get out of the...
horses originally champed. You're having the same difficulty as Dad, where words used to be a different word, and then the derivative word is what we use now.
I don't have a problem with it, but I'm telling you what I thought I knew, and you're trying to tell me there's other new things to thought.
Yeah. That's hard. That's what I'm telling you, is that there's...
Shit.
There's other things that you didn't know.
No, but I barely know any already.
That happened, yeah. And there's like...
I can't undo.
Have you heard of these things called history books? I hear it's just...
Encyclopedia Britannica?
I don't know. It's just like, apparently it's like Twitter, but like from 1,000 years ago. And it's like what they tweeted about or something. And it's like, I'm still working on
your tweets have way too many characters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We need to pare it down. TL semicolon DR... You need to get Genghis Khan a little bit more terse up it. Wait, no, that guy's actually pretty to the point.
He's pretty to the point.
I don't think that I don't want to hear any more of his tweets. But, yeah, Champ at the bit.
Whatever.
And what was the
Please
thing
Please do
that,
explain.
That, well, it's...
What's the derivative? Go ahead, give us a hearse.
Chomp even came from Champ.
Chomp did?
Yeah.
You can see Champ down. And,
yeah, you champion your teeth downward.
Hold on, I'm gonna champ down on this barger out here.
Yeah. And they didn't want to waste time, so eventually it just...
I don't want to waste time.
It's just shortened to...
You know what? There's a tiny line on that A that I really could do without.
Yeah. Well, then they just stopped talking, and it was just more about, you know, sandwich dialogues, you know, involving...
That usually ends
meats and cheeses.
Well. Yeah, if you turn to sandwiches, it's pretty amicable for most.
Yeah, all the, like, you know, a lot of ancient cultures...
Talk about politics. No, sandwiches? Okay, we can talk.
They use cheeseburgers... as a discourse for politics.
Mm.
You know, so they would do that.
So Trump needs a few more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he can't has cheeseburger.
He can't has because he has cheese face. Well, what I was thinking is that we need to get you one of Mom's, like it's called a crock because it's technically supposed to be like a salt crock, like the original things they used to hang up and you use your salt for cooking or whatever. It's a crock, but now she's found out that there's lids that you can buy to put on top, and I just think your drugs would look so cute in that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were saying that you're right, that might, when the officers come to cuff you, they might be like, aww.
Yeah, no.
So sweet.
They'll just admire...
A cute crock of drugs.
Yeah, but then they'll look at, then they'll smell the
litter
box.
And then you have another crock that actually has some of your shit in it. And then that is a crock of shit.
True.
And be like, why do you still, but maybe they open the wrong one first, and then they won't open the other one.
Yeah.
That could be your like getaway.
And then there's a fourth one where they're like, what's in that crock? And I'm like, you're in for a surprise.
It's my pee.
Yeah, it's pee. Mostly.
Mostly.
I didn't rinse it, but
it's still sterile.
Yeah. It's fine.
I don't store it near my computer unless my cats knock it over.
Yeah. Hey, any of you bros wanna roast a bowl? Oh, sorry, I forgot where I was. My bad.
One of these does drugs.
Yeah. Just be cool, man.
Hey. If you don't arrest me, then this day could get a lot better for you and me.
Hey, everybody likes to party.
Well, I've never done drugs, so. But I still like parties. I'm pretty hip.
Yeah. As evidenced by your flaties.
Stop.
Fadies.
Hey, you don't have to be rude about my shoes. Here's the deal. Okay, Jason's trying to... Okay. You know what?
What?
I got new shoes at the Nike outlet. They're really cool. They're burgundy. They've got these, like, inner socks, but then it has, like, an outer
leather.
Oh,
that's part of the shoe?
Flare.
I thought you were just wearing matching socks.
No, this is the whole thing. Like, if I were to... Yeah, it's the whole thing. I'm not wearing socks. It's, like, a shoe that's also a sock, but then has this leather surround. It's super cuffy. They do look like they're from the future. I look like I'm from the future.
You've got... It's like, they're like shoe chaps.
Yes! I think more shoes need shoe chaps. Look.
It's like a tunic for your foot.
Isn't that the neatest thing?
I don't know. Now I'm confused about it.
They're like an uncircumcised penis shoe.
Now that worries me.
Yep.
Now it's like a weird tuber. I would expect to find this shoe in a wet, sandy beach.
Yeah. That's true. It's like the what are they called? The gooey ducks or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, where is this shoe's teeth?
It's inside. Duh, I'll tell you.
Oh, jeez.
I'll tell you. Anyway, I thought they were super neat. But Jason does say they come from the future. And then the future, but they're kind of 80s, so we called them the Fadies. Anyway, they came here to try to tell you something. And they're telling you they look good. Because I said that.
Yeah. Those,
But they are pretty, they're a pretty sickness.
Those boots were made for the spread of information.
Yeah. And enjoyment.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture of them.
Don't try walking in them, because you might break them. But.
No. Well, they're... No. I think they're really pretty. What, how do I get a good angle on them?
I want to make shoes that look like cars. More shiny lines and more, like, more sleek surfaces. Like, your feet look... It's like, where's your feet? I can't even see them or hear them, because they're, like, stealth fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of extra, you know, math and, like, surfaces to really just, deflect sound, yet attract attention.
That's what I always try to do. That's the way I try to live.
Yeah. The more attention, the quieter things get.
Yep.
Yeah, from what
typically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know. You're, like, covered in black. Like, look at me. I know, it's so funny. We bought you a taupe shirt. I'm just like, Mom's like, I'm like, Mom, it's like a shade. It's not even a color. He'll wear a shade.
I'll probably wear it to paint. It's a nice painting shirt.
That is a really comfy shirt, and you could use some...
I have to be comfortable when I paint and look neutral and stylish.
Oh, I know. I have to be neutral so it's not to clash with my piece.
Yeah. I don't like to...
I wear flesh tones.
I find that if I wear normal clothes, I overtake the imagery of my imagination, and that's not why I'm
sexy.
Here.
Yeah, that's like, not why I'm here.
Yeah, I'm too sexy for art. So,
and that's why you are an artist who paints privately. It's too much.
Yeah.
I understand. Entirely.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't get it, but I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'm not an artist, so.
I hear your silence.
Yeah. It's deafening.
Yeah. No, I've got stuff to paint, and no paint. Well, some paint. I need to get some paint.
Hold on, I'm running through my list now.
Yeah, well, I'm remembering.
I can't have paint.
The things that I don't have versus the things that I do. I got to...
You gotta get more chiffon.
Get some more chiffon.
That's actually not a joke.
Yeah.
Jason's gotta get some more chiffon.
Gotta get my chiffon on.
Chiffondre.
Chiffondre.
We were joking that, like, if you, I'm like, Jason, at a fabric store, fits right in. And you said, no, couldn't be further from the truth. But it would, you're right, it would be a good place for you to pick up some chicks.
I think I almost accidentally picked one up. Like, literally. Like, I realized after I walked away, I was like, oh, I just started a flirting conversation there. Whoops.
Whoops. Because they probably don't get very many men in there.
Well,
they
no,
do. They're of the other persuasion.
They're like persuasion, or they were dragged there, or they're a creeper, or something. There's not normally a lot of flirt. Yeah. Like,
they go to there, take pictures of people under their, like, women's under their skirts while they're looking at fabric.
They're like,
that's like creeper.
They're even creepier. They go to take up fabric shots. Like, it's not even a skirt yet.
Ooh, look at the bolt.
Yeah, they just take pictures right up the bolt. It's like a nice loose bolt.
You want to check out my bolt?
It's like, oh man, look how much extra fabric is draping off of that bolt.
Oh,
I got to get a picture of that. Wow.
Oh, I'm going to use that later.
Mm-hmm.
Picture. That's hilarious.
So also, I'll take 5 yards.
Pick up somebody.
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was looking for cardstock, and there was a girl who was just standing there for a while, and she was literally just reshuffling the...
I know, everyone...
The albums.
It's like in the movie Cars, when there's like two... There's like a van, the dad, and like another minivan or whatever. It's like a husband and wife, and they were lost. And they're like, customers! Customers! It's like, I picture it like a fabric store when a man who walks in who, is, you know, aren't the other things that we just talked about. And they're like, oh, mail! Mail! And everyone's like, oh, look alive! Look ready! Just look ready! And you're like, I could have any of these. Their standards are low.
Maybe. Compared to what they see on a daily basis.
I know. I don't get much exposure.
If you come in just...
That's Joanne's fabric.
Not smelling like cheese. Yeah. It was Jan, because the O was... The front was missing off of it. So I don't know if it can be counted as a letter or...
That's like when we drove in, Waffle House, the U was missing. And Wyatt's like, hey, waffle hose. But I thought that he was in a different place when he said it. So I was like, ah.
Now I want a waffle hose that cooks the batter as it shoots it out at you. So you just, you get a blast of waffle hose. It's just for a split second. That's all you need.
Waffle hose could mean something entirely different in another industry.
That's one waffled hoe.
Yeah. Woo.
Wow. Busted ass waffle
She's
hoe.
She's been pressed.
Wow.
Whoa.
Jeez. Butter face.
Yep. Yep. No syrup.
Since one butter faced waffle hoe.
That's too sticky.
Waffle hose.
Waffle
hose. Yeah.
I feel like we could make a product that could work.
Or not, you know, but we can, make a product. Yeah.
We can make a product.
And that can be succeeding in itself.
Can have been made.
If your goal is to have fun, then you'll always succeed as long as fun is in your heart.
Oh.
Unless someone just comes along and like kicks you in the groin, in which case you can't control that.
There's pain.
There's pain, which for some people is fun.
Gosh, this is hilarious. I have to call Abby right now. Okay, so she's trying to come down here tonight so we can hang out and have curl time. And I get, while I'm having lunch with mom and dad, I get this adorable picture. Ever feel like you're being watched? And it's just Janice sitting there watching her while she's trying to eat a French toast.
Yeah, some freedom toast.
And then she sends me a cute picture of her her hot chocolate or coffee because I gave her that mug. It's really cute. And then I get this. And then it all just unravels from there.
Ah.
It's just splattered milk and glass everywhere. She's in such a bad mood now.
Oh.
And she's I told you I'd be 5 minutes in. She's like, how do you get fucking milk off the ceiling? I don't even, it's changing the paint. I'm going to have to paint. Not today, but I'm going to have to paint. And I'm just like, Abby, calm down. And she's like, about to do the whole ceiling. And then she goes, dude, fuck cold water. Because her water heater's out, too.
Oh.
So she has to take cold showers, but she got milk all over, I think. And then she says, now my carpet cleaner doesn't want to work. And then I'm not happy. And then, don't worry, I have soap all over the floor. and then, cocksucking motherfucker. That's the last one. Now tell me that doesn't sound like Abby in a tiny little snippet of text conversation. Hilarious. Yeah. Friggin' love that chick.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
Sounds
don't worry. If we record a Sibcast, if we have a menage a trois with our voices later, to record. That's so gross.
Yeah.
She will probably tell us all about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Straight from the angry lady's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'll open up her waffle hose.
No, God, no. No, just let it go.
Well, I'm trying to find a place for that.
There's a lot of batter.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, battery.
Yeah, we'll find
Hang
a place.
On a second.
We'll
I'm opening up a restaurant. I'm going to find some land and open up a waffle hose. Just let her rip. It's like, no, there are no indoor spaces. You stand in this field and I aim a hose at you and you wait.
Your mouth cooks it as you...
It better. Because we're not. We tried that. It ended badly. You don't want that, believe me.
You have a license for that.
Yeah. And like, hazmat suits and things. And an eye wash. Like, really, stick with the batter. Just open up.
Have some
waffles. You hoes.
You hoes.
Hoes only. Need apply.
That'd be funny if you could, like, it was, like, in Vegas. And they had, like, a prostitute area. But they also had waffles.
Oh.
Waffles.
And the prostitutes were serving the waffles.
Yeah, they're like, hey, let me see your tits and can I have some waffles?
No, this is the waffle line.
Excuse you.
Tits
are the other line.
Yeah, there are health standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't get any pubes in the waffle bag.
T&W.
Tits and waffles.
Yep. I'd like to have a shirt that just says T&W.
It's very different than root beer.
No.
Very different than A&W.
You're going to like it.
You will like it.
It's going to take some adjustment. You're going to... It's another conversation you're going to have with your kids. What can I say? But it's worth it. Like the internet, you know? Caused a lot of problems, but good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Al Gore. I think we should add a star to the flag just for Al Gore. That guy honestly doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't get enough street cred.
Because the climate change thing and the internet thing.
Yep.
A lot of people are like, it's funny because it goes to that level where colloquially people are like, Al Gore invented the internet. What a bunch of bullcrap. It's like, well, that's the funny way to put it, but he was the individual responsible for like pushing it into the public use. It was a military network. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
let's thank Al Gore, everyone.
So, like, you know, Al Gore for the
Al
transparency.
Gore for president.
without Al Gore, there's no Edward Snowden. There's fewer people hear about Gandhi. Really, there's a lot fewer people without Al Gore, because even the people who came before him, there aren't them, because then no one knows about them.
Mm-mm, not without the internet.
Yeah, not without the internet. Mm-hmm. And then global warming. That guy... I want to give that guy, like, at least a high five and maybe make up some kind of medal.
Yeah, he's actually still alive, too.
I'll give him this token of appreciation.
Appreciate you. Well, yesterday I stopped over. It was actually last night when I was trying to get Mom back over here because she wanted to sort some baskets and she's getting overwhelmed. I'm like, well, then you need to get to work. Let's go. She's like, well, I'm kind of tired. Exactly. Yeah. Slapping Mom.
Yeah, like, right in the first.
Well, I got her to get over here and then... It was hard to pull her away from there was a documentary. And, you know.
But she's so small, you can just lift her.
Anytime she like listens to stuff, like on the way, to Kansas on her last visit a couple weeks ago, she was listening all about Thomas Jefferson. Well, if she listens to Thomas Jefferson, guess what? You're going to learn about Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
So I got to learn all these things about, he's actually a pretty good guy. You know what you didn't know? And then just launches in, right? So then last night, Arnold Palmer is singing a song. I was like, Mom, can we go? She's like, yeah, I thought I want to hear this. I'm like, how much more of this? She's like, he was actually a really good guy. Here's, the things that you didn't know. Just like, Mom, I'm sitting right here, but we're supposed to be going and, like, sorting baskets. Oh, it's Abigail.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I'll call her right back.
Yeah.
I'm a little busy.
You can let her stew for a little bit. You think about all the soap and milk and dog crap.
Well, there's no dog crap.
Oh, not yet. Maybe that's what she's calling about.
Oh, I bet she's like, shit. She says I jinxed her. I did not jinx her.
How'd you?
I said, yeah, you can try to come down here, but something always ends up happening. She's like, you jinxed me. I'm like, no, something does. Or you could come to terms with the fact that something does always happen. And it's not just you. It's like Abby has kids, but it's just her and her dogs and her fish and her plants. But me, same thing happened. Like I said, the kids dropped 600 metal BBs right as I needed to leave. And they needed to pick them all up for their airsoft rifles. Airsoft rifles are really cool. And then they have some... They look like guns. They're not real guns. Mm. It's safe to carry.
If you're white.
Yeah. If you're black, by no means.
Oh, no.
There's actually a disclaimer on the box at the bottom.
Says, hold the gun up to your skin if it matches anywhere near that color.
Oh.
Just by coincidence. Anywhere, you know?
Yeah, there's like a color chart.
Yeah, on the
anywhere
barrel.
In this range.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for safety.
No. That's for your safety.
Yeah. I mean, you can still buy it. We like your money, but... Just so you know.
Just don't use it ever.
I don't ever brandish it around in a playground.
Don't forget.
Hey, how'd you get up here?
White people be crazy.
Why? Oh, God. I know, I was trying to talk to Wyatt yesterday. I'm like, you haven't had anything hard happen in your life. Like, nothing. And it's like, you want him to, like, wake up, but you don't want to, like, put him through something stressful so that he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you have no idea how awesome your life is. So easy. People aren't like, hold your purse tighter. There's a white person. You know, I never had to feel that.
Yeah.
Hi, Bjergis.
That's true.
You like this comfy chair, don't you? I was wondering how he was going to get up here, because I didn't think he could jump to the balcony, and the door got closed before he would come up.
Someone must have let him in.
I knew it! Did I get too excited? He's like,
Yeah, he's...
Hi, Bjergis. What's a kitty, kitty? Yesterday it was so cute. I was holding Lady Violet. And she was still unsure about me because I sound like Mom, but I'm not Mom. Mm. So she kept looking at me like this, so I held her and she was at a distance. And I go, and she goes, no. Just barely pawed my nose. And then she kept backing up and I go, she goes, no. Just like, don't make that sound. her little white paw barely touched my nose and was just like, don't. Like, you're not cute. No, you don't say that.
No, that cat attacks me after I've taken a shower in there.
She's hilarious.
Like, when I go in there, she's usually pretty chill, but then after a shower and I smell like soap, she just starts, like, defending the household.
How dare you not smell like the things around me?
Yeah, you smell...
You're a traitor!
Smell like that room. Like, she's sitting there watching me take a shower the whole time, too, like a weirdo.
Super
so,
creeper.
So it's like, you know,
like
you're...
Like, peeks behind the curtain.
What? What are you doing?
Hey! Is Mom near here?
Who are you again? I don't see you on my list, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna have to bounce you right out of here.
You're so bounced. You've been overserved shower
so
water.
Masculine. Well, and then poor Nova, he can't even smell anything.
Yeah.
Snarfly nose.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on inside that cat's head, but...
At least he's alive.
And fat.
Oh, God, they're both fat. Mom didn't want to hear it. She really didn't. I was like, she's like, she's getting big. She's growing. Well, until Lady Violet's done growing, I don't want to cut back on their food. I'm like, Mom, Nova is definitely fat. She's like, isn't he just so squish? And I'm like, yeah. And then I picked up Lady, and I'm like, Mom, her head, like, her paws are big. I think she's a stout cat, but she's getting round in the middle. And she's like, what? I don't know. I'm like, she's gonna get, like, defensive. Like, I feel like her fat. I'm like, no, Mom. So I'm like, and then so yesterday, she was on the sink, and I went to go play with her, Lady Violet, not Mom. Lady Violet's, like, on the sink. And she went to paw at me, but her stomach went first, and she went down, and the whole cat went down. And she's like, meow. And I'm like, Mom, she just fell, and she led with her gut. I think your cat is overweight. Because now her head's, like, skinny and long, and her body goes out. I'm like, Mom.
Not very sleek.
No, not so sleek.
Mm-mm. No.
No, or stealth.
No.
She doesn't have a stealth mode anymore.
But you know what is good about fat cats is when they get to moving, it's really funny.
Gosh, it's funny.
Because you're just like, I didn't think you could move that fast.
No. And then, like, yeah, so she's talked about with Nova. And then Nova, while I'm there, he goes to lay on his side. And his belly's so big that he rolls, like, halfway on his back. And you just watch this cat be like,
we lost light. This used to work better.
I know. This used to work a little better when I was half dead.
I used to be able to do this.
Or then it was really cute. He was trying to, like, taunt Lady Violet, get her to, like, give him attention. So he'd walk by her, and he'd be like, look, you want to, like, I don't know, chase me? Right? And so she wasn't paying attention. So he's on his side, and he's like, okay. And gets up to all four. And then he gets low, like, he's got a butt wiggle. But because they're declawed in the front, they're back. Paws still have nails. He did the butt wiggle, and you hear shik 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 on the hardwood, and then launch. He's gone. And I'm like, you're right. He can move fast for a really fat cat. Oh, but they are overweight. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to tell her. I mean, I told her yesterday, but let's tell her again.
Yeah, let's keep telling her until she cries.
I think she's still growing. Well, it's like when we were kids. I think your nose is growing. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. Literally none one.
Yeah.
Tell a 90-year-old, I think your nose is growing, bitch.
Tell a baby. I think most babies would be like, you know, this is a good size. The smaller the better, I hear, so let's just stay here. God. I want everything but my nose to grow.
My nose is growing.
Just have a tiny little, like, literally button nose.
Oh, it says the button.
I wonder if there's a disorder where you just your nose doesn't develop and you just have, like, a pug baby nose.
I'm sure there is.
Yep.
And I'm sure they're listening right now, and they're like, I do exist.
Feeling very self-conscious.
They're like, whoa, 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 are you cameras in
it's
here?
It's like, thank you for acknowledging me and my cocaine habit.
It shrinks your nose. I found it out late. Mm. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to keep rolling down that hill.
I just have to do more, longer, thinner lines to reduce the stroke weight.
Oh.
So that I can... Just do a very long, it's a, you know, I do lines about three feet long by now, you know. Tiny little nostril. Aww. Gigantic lungs as a result.
That's great.
Just for days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I was worried that there was someone, like someone loose yesterday. I was driving into town to get Mom to come back here and work on her baskets, and there's a police officer coming the opposite direction, and then he turned down an alley and had a spotlight. Like, he was, like, looking. I was like, whoa, there's something going on. Franklin. And then another cop came, but he turned the other way. And then as I pulled into Bob's driveway, a police officer and their family had bought the house one over.
Oh, yeah.
And his car was running. And then when we left, he was gone. So I'm like, there must be something going on. So check your news. There might be a stranger who kills people on the loose.
Or one of the cops lost his gun.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, guys.
I'm gonna find that gun.
Yeah. Oops.
I was juggling again. I was juggling and driving my patrol car, and my fourth item was my gun. It just happened to be.
I gotta quit doing that.
And then suddenly it went off. Not as if it shot. It just went out the window.
Yeah.
And now I need to find it.
Hey, guys. Radio. Come in, radio. I've got a situation. Not again in your pants. No, it's actually something.
No, it's different, but thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Well... I appreciate that you showered today, because yesterday it looked like you showered, but it was just grease in your hair. So you did take a shower, right, this morning?
No, yesterday. But my hair was...
I thought you said you were going to shower this morning!
What? I never said that.
Yeah, because I said, look, you got your shower fixed. It got put together.
When did you say that?
Oh my god, you really were sleeping. You were answering the phone and sleeping. Again!
Well... It's what I do.
Well, the
I hear the phone ring, and then I go to sleep. And then I answer the phone in my sleep.
That's one of the funniest conversations.
When you have Freddy Krueger as your attorney at law, you know, he's able to operate pens and the judicial system, even with those wretched claws for hands. Mm-hmm. And the man's trying to reform himself.
Mm-hmm. Because give him a chance.
A man can't live on dreams and nightmares alone. Mm-mm. You know? He's got to run away from his nightmares to chase his dreams.
And then create new nightmares, but then, like, also dreams.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
Well, it's being a lawyer, you know? Yeah.
Kind of like, wait, is Freddy Krueger like Edward Scissorhands? Did Edward Scissorhands go red? Like, did he go... Which one was first?
You could probably tie the universes brother? Together. I don't know. Edward like Scissorhands was, like, made by some guy, but... I don't know where he got...
Was he inspired by Freddy Krueger?
I don't know if Edward Scissorhands is a machine or not.
I haven't seen it since it came out when I was, like, a child.
It's a good movie.
Is it?
Some weird guy gives him... I don't know. Once again,
Is it Johnny Depp? It's Johnny Depp, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if he's abducted a young child and given him metal hands or if he's created this child.
I will give you new claws as you grow.
Yeah, just gotta upgrade those.
Yeah.
Or give him really big ones when he's little and it grows into him. So he's just like dragging around two chunks of metal until he's able to lift them. But then
really strong foreshoulders.
Yeah, by the time he's like 8 years old, he's jacked. Like Wolverine, you know? But just with huge cuffs where his hands should be.
Do you want metal scissor hands? Or do you want to be like Freddy Krueger? I feel like one is like a little bit nicer, more approachable. The other's a little scary.
One just comes with like, you know, hella burns to the face.
Oh. Is that what happened?
Freddy Krueger? Yeah, he burned in something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's terrifying.
A whale blubber incident.
I just know of him.
He was operating the curtains at the old theater. when they caught a flame and poor Freddy was
poor little Freddy
was wearing all the clothing he could muster from the velveteen excess of the curtain that he found backstage.
This is all I have.
Burst into flames himself. And the poor boy turned into Freddy Krueger.
Hey, what's up, Krugs?
Hey, what's up?
Was he like cool in college?
Yeah, too,
like,
he was later? Still pretty chill. You know, actually,
he sounds chill.
The deformity, you know, that came before the hands, so he was, you know, like he was living with it. He was that cool kid.
What do you think turned him then? You know, if he was cool for a while, like he got through 2 years of college, you know?
You know, too much Ritalin maybe in college. He just over-medicated himself trying to achieve.
Happens to so many people.
And just because, you know, that much, like literally just the physiology of that much trauma to that much, you're going to have some...
He pushed down a lot, you know.
You're going to have some fallout already from just that, like, overcoming all that, those toxins. And, you know, if you're not taking care of your health... And you're studying too hard. You're buckling down. You're focused too much on intellectual pursuits. Then, you might go a little stir crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, Freddy Krueger.
Not having gone to therapy or dealt with some of his previous pre-existing issues.
He became despondent. His girlfriend, you know, there were troubles there. And that sent Freddy further over the edge.
Oh, Freddy.
He would seek vengeance at driving ranges, you know, with golf balls at first. But then
he tried to be very. He used to wear polo shirts,
and
golf pants. Actually, little known fact.
But then when he tried to save those puppies and he lost his hands, that was the final straw.
That was it. He's like, well, I tried to do good.
Those puppies just tore his hands to shreds. Mm. Who would have thought?
Mm-mm.
They were radioactive.
Puppies.
And so really though, yeah, like the hands. He still was holding on, despite not having hands.
I don't have a hand.
And, you know, he hadn't lost his Italian accent yet, because that was to come.
He didn't want too much judgment.
Well, you know, it was after his jaw was broken, like 50 Cent. You know, it didn't ruin Freddy Krueger's rap career at first. Not having hands and having a broken jaw and losing his Italian accent.
Well,
and having third-degree burns all over his face.
Krueger and Mr. Freddy Krueger.
Oh, exactly.
Wait, that was like Swedish.
What yeah, you know, but later he...
Oh, his name was Frederick Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Frederick Charles Danish Der Hooter Snocken. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. He was a burnt serial killer. That's all they say? Who used
Well,
a glove.
We're saying the rest.
The glove armed with razors to kill his victims in their dreams.
Yeah. That's what they're just going over basically what we just said.
Yeah, it lines up pretty directly.
A couple of the details that we left out, but the timeline is all relevant.
Yeah. He showed in life,
Promise as a law student?
Nope. I like ours better. Way better. I'm not looking up that biography.
He opened up his, he opened up an ice creamery shop with his brother, Nathaniel Charles.
Nathaniel Kruger. I mean, he turned out to be a pretty nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Nathaniel. He's doing okay. They keep in touch. The correspondence.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta go. I got some more nightmares to kill people in.
Yeah, it's like,
I understand. You have your work. I can't get you to stop.
It's like that movie with Keanu Reeves and or whatever, The Lake House or whatever, where they're time traveling through the mailbox. Yeah. Except it's Kruger and Nathaniel kind of, you know, mind traveling through their dreams and leaving letters and notes. Oh, on horrified corpses of murdered children, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, Nathaniel's like, oh, that Charles. Wah, nah, 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 and he just leaves like a note in blood on the wall for Charles. It's like, whack, what a wackadoo silly pants. Yeah. Yep, or if he only still had hands.
It says he has gloves, so did he have hands for his nuts?
No, he doesn't have hands. Oh. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Everybody knows that it's just, you know, it's phantom.
No, don't go look it up.
Don't go look it up. If you want to just waste time reading things you already know now, like,
you can waste it. That's fine.
If you want to, if you want to be a chump.
You mean a champ?
Yeah, or a chomp.
I think you mean.
You're gonna chump at the bit.
Good chump.
Chump at the opportunity.
Yeah, that was originally another word. Is all.
That's what Trump did. He chumped at the opportunity to be president.
Yeah, he did. I love the episode of South Park where I recently saw it. I'm like, holy crap, why didn't people talk about this more? Oh, because it was too close to home and accurate, where one of them was called, like, turd something and the other one was whatever. That was hilarious.
A giant douche and a shit sandwich?
Yes!
Yeah, no, it was on point.
And they called each other the, like, oh my god, that was so good.
Oh, I think the reason, because that episode.
Really? Like, the dad, and he's like, really? He's at the bar arguing with someone, and he's saying their names. He's like, you really think that, you know, douche butter, whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so accurate. What?
Well, it's accurate for two reasons, because it used to be more accurate because it was written. It's an older episode, and it's accurate now because that's how it's playing out. It's like it's like the record's on repeat, and the same thing, like that refrain, and then also the refrain of, they're distracting you with blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, they're not. I don't know if I don't think I said on this. I don't think we're not. Trump is not distracting us with his tweets.
Yeah.
We're distracting Trump with his tweets.
Yes.
If anything. Yeah. Because people are trying that same trope of. Yes.
At the other stuff.
Yeah.
Nice try, though.
And by the way, 14-year-old, where did you get this information from, darling?
Oh, like, darling.
Oh, look at you, sweetie.
Did somebody sell that to you on the street?
You got this information on the internet, and now you're back on the internet saying it? That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Look where you got it.
It's so cute.
Go get an encyclopedia.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's a thunderous.
It's rain.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How are ya?
Oh, I'm just great.
Super duper.
This is any better. I couldn't stand.
Just so you know, you're on record.
Yeah, so don't say anything rude or racist.
This is going to be on the internet.
That's our job.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Everybody else does.
True.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's great. You can go online and find all sorts of hatred. It's pretty fun.
There's more than corn in Indiana. Artificial.
I can say something, but I won't.
Please, that's safe. That's much safe. We won't use your name.
That's right. How's your shower? Has it been okay for you?
It's good.
Wouldn't know. You have to actually shower today.
How's your shower?
Mine's great. Thank you. I use mine.
No, we need it. We probably do need to turn up the water heater.
I was afraid of that.
I don't know if it's on the same circuit as the sink faucet, though, because that thing gets pretty hot. Or if it's a volume issue, because the sink gets pretty dang hot, but the shower...
Well, that comes out of there.
Okay.
Now, I don't know...
Can we turn the cold down?
You saw me change it and go all hot.
Yeah.
And eliminate part of the cold. Now, okay. Maybe I should reverse it. I don't know.
You should try burning your flesh, and you could be the new Kruger.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Just go all hot.
Yeah.
Full throttle.
Sorry, that probably won't make sense.
When we put it on here, it was all hot anyway. It was comfortable, but not Yeah, I like a hot, hot shower.
Yeah, most people should.
And that's
if you're going to be in a first world, that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah. What is this, Uganda? With the shower?
Uganda take a warmer shower.
Uganda heat up the shower. Are you going to heat up the water? We ordered another arm too to raise up the head a little bit also, but other than that,
yeah, Jason's short, but not like that short.
Oh, on the curve.
Yeah, well, just the because it goes out like, you know, if you were taller than 5'6", it would be inconvenient.
Probably. Your dad said he couldn't get underneath that lot.
No
way.
No one of these numbers.
Yeah,
he's super tall.
So, yeah. I told him I did it for not you. Genetic. I wouldn't consider him.
Yeah,
that would have like
not considering
only women. Jason only has short friends, so that's safe.
Yeah, that's a rule.
If you're over that, you can't shower in my shower. If you're more than 5'6", also I need to feel taller.
Yeah, I like to feel tall.
Yep.
Well, just stand on one side and turn it on a side.
Yep, you can take side showers. Yeah. You didn't think of that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
But you already did order a higher gooseneck.
Yep.
All right.
It just got shipped out today, I'm pretty sure. So it's on
its way.
What are
we going to do with that one? Send it back?
I think this thing adds on to that thing. Like this
like
goes.
Extension?
Oh, this goes this way and then.
Well, no, this is just an adjustable thing. So it's got two knuckles on it so you can move it. And this will just, this goes up about 10 more inches, and then you can stick the other one out, probably. We'll see.
More like a rain shower for taller people. Yeah.
Well, yours is damn short.
Oh. Yeah, well,
hey.
Thank you for noticing.
I've
been combing my height to the other side.
I thought that was a crappy cat.
Did you say crappy cat?
Oh, you don't know about the one?
Oh, I know.
You won't buy him and...
Yeah, he'll get you. But look, God, no, you're wearing denim.
He won't get me because when he does that, I go, boom.
Oh, you better.
That's probably the reason he keeps trying to grab me. I says, you scratch me and you're done.
Cats respond well to vengeance.
Yeah, they do. They don't remember at all.
Do others.
Yeah, no, they understand that this action is a result of their own action. And
yeah.
They intellectualize that.
An action is
that.
A reaction. Which is another reaction.
No, yeah. I saw my cats with their notes.
Yeah.
They know.
We're keeping an eye on them.
Yeah.
Those fools.
I keep an eye on him, too.
Yeah.
He's the one here at the top of the steps. Now,
yeah,
the downstairs.
Yeah, he started it. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went by him. He didn't reach out, but he goes, shh. I can hear him hiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will.
Do what my dad does, hiss back.
Yeah.
That works, actually.
Well, your dad went there one time about, a month ago to get him out of there. Because he was laying in the tub, and I was going to get rid of the shirt.
Laying in the tub.
And
it's bad.
And your dad says, I'll go get him. No problem. He went in and got him. And, he just scratched the hell out of his hand.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even pick up Helix without him
going
crazy.
Not all cats cannot be assholes. You know that. It's in their nature.
But all assholes can be cats. Mm. If they want to be.
Yeah. Wait.
Wait.
Assholes can turn into cats?
That's amazing.
They have these morphogenic powers I didn't know about.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today.
Yeah, in Trump's America.
I was going to say, Trump must travel for cheap. He just turns into a cat.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about Trump, he's doing what he said he was going to do. And ever since I've been voting since 1960, every SOB that's run for president, he tells the people what they think they want to hear, and he does just the opposite.
Well, see, here's that's what's got me up in arms. He's doing what he said he was going to do.
Yeah,
you were expecting that.
No, that's the scary part.
No, we did. That's the scary part.
That's there was no good outcome.
Department of Education, who needs it?
Yeah.
Who don't need it anyway?
Who needs clean
water?
There's
more kids failing, and they're not wanting to teach cursive writing. They won't be able to read cursive.
So
privatizing. That was decided several years ago.
Privatizing, it's going to make it better, for sure.
Yeah, because everybody has access to money.
Well, he's wanting to make money so you can spend money.
From what I can tell, they're dismantling the Federation. So, the thing that makes America.
You know what?
America.
You know what I think is fun? Is this roller coaster? We're all in it together.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a choice. That's the hell of it.
Yeah, that's so great. I just love government. I just wish we could have like more government and like more oversight.
Well, if you got Hillary in there, you'd have all the government you wanted. And then
I didn't want that broad either. Let's get that straight.
No. I didn't want another socialist in there. Because we were going down the tubes as
it was. Now, I like being social. I think it's very fun. I like to get
to society.
I'm socialist.
I'm kidding. Yeah. This is supposed to be for humor. Yeah. I'm not that dumb.
But you'd be surprised not people. I got a cousin.
Yeah.
That's very, very smart.
You can never
He
trust
makes
cousins.
Good money. I think he's in his...
Are you on Facebook?
58.
Is that how you learn all this?
No, no, no.
Okay, good.
No, no. That's good. But no, well. he voted for Obama the last two times, and the last time he voted for him, his son says, "Dad, you're crazy. You don't want to put him back in."
But he's black.
Yeah.
He could do some things.
Well, yeah, he did some things, all right.
He did some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And Trump's going to do some things.
That's the reason we've got Obamacare, because it's socialized medicine.
That's so
England's great. Had it. They know they've proven it won't work. Canada's had it. A lot of their people come down here for their elective surgeries.
But they have a sexy prime minister.
Yeah. Right?
So
well,
they're doing
who,
better.
Trudeau?
Oh, Trudeau,
whatever
you're not
the
into
hell
that?
He is. Oh,
he's
hell,
so handsome.
He's an idiot.
Oh. Well, he seems nice enough.
He is good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is good looking. You can't fault him for that.
But I'd rather go
is it more of that
to
social
the female side. I could care less about the male side.
That's more right. of that social justice nonsense? Is that what Trudeau's into?
Yeah.
Oh, what a gaylord.
Oh, he is so gay.
Yeah. Well, you know, gay about 60 years ago
it's
used to be
happy.
Fun.
It is.
And have a good time.
Gay is still fun.
Hey, those
are still having a good time.
Hey, they seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean,
their houses are impeccably decorated.
When they try to transition,
well, my
things
stepson
get messy.
Was gay.
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah. But I'll tell you what, now.
He was, he is now?
No, he passed away
oh.
2 years
ago. That's what I'm
saying. He didn't flaunt it.
That's amazing.
He stayed with himself.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, he wasn't like.
He wasn't one of these gay blades.
Flagrant.
Yeah.
Super gay.
Yeah, you could be gay and you could do whatever you want.
We used to go to Mom's Kitchen with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Indy? That was a gay bar. There were seven of them.
Wow.
One at 5002 North College is also a gay bar.
Well, there you go.
There's three lesbian bars.
Oh,
there's
my
one
goodness.
One in Pennsylvania.
You got to keep your eye on those, you know.
Well, what do you like to do after bowling? There's about four or five of us guys. There's one down off of South Street, just north of Lily's, that was a lesbian bar.
Yeah.
We loved to go in and just sit back at the tables and just watch. It was
fun. Yeah, that does sound very male-driven by a different head.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. As long as you didn't go drown.
Yeah, don't drown.
No, don't drown.
Wouldn't want to lose you. So back to the shower. Have you drowned in your shower?
A couple
right?
times. I was testing it out.
Times, yeah.
Well, right. You don't raise your head and run down your nose.
Oh, well, now you tell me.
Well, now.
See what you learn?
Yeah. I mean, listening to the world around you.
Yeah. Listening, watch.
Drinking.
Recycle.
Shower water.
Cycle.
Yeah. Reuse. I'm
glad it's not the Trump shower. You know how he likes to do.
Golden!
Yeah.
I'm sure what he likes.
Hook it up to the toilet.
Yeah, who knows? With immense amounts of money, you can get into anything.
Well, I think they finally got his W-4 out. What did he make 2 years ago? What, $180 million?
That's
that was his
good.
Profit?
Yeah, we might
That's
make...
not too shady.
Yeah.
That 20, guy up in Purdue
25%
won,
tax rate. The guy who's been skirting taxes for decades now is writing tax codes.
That is exciting.
If you don't
they
like federal
do
fund... If you don't
do
like,
I have to pay my taxes?
If, they all do.
If you don't like federal funding, you're for Trump. Because that guy definitely doesn't like to fund... The government.
Well, they're already
you
backing
can't take
off
the fun
on,
out of funding,
on all the lunch
no,
programs.
You can't. Yeah, because kids eating.
Well, you see, I kind of look for
it
because I grew up where the parents took care of their kids.
That's
not
the worst.
The government.
No.
Yeah, but
and now the government's providing everything.
It's a good thing every single kid has parents,
meals, and so on. But so many today's parents have grown up. Two generations of the government taking care of them. So they don't take care of their kids. They have them, but they expect the government to take care of them.
Well, kids are fun and frustrating. So if I didn't have to make meals for them that are organic and all natural.
You know, for maybe if the kid's such a pain in the ass, they could just dish them. You know, then you don't have to take care of them at all.
That would be exciting.
No,
then you've got these
my
orphans.
Kids, when they were a pain in the ass, they got their butts beat.
That's right. You hit them. You hit those kids.
That's one way to do it.
Well, I had
my
son. Well, he's gone also.
Yeah.
But anyway,
my goodness,
he married
they're
a gal.
All trying to get away.
Well, yeah, he did too.
They got
he married a gal that had two boys, and they were at that time he married her. They were 2 and 5, and the one that was 2 got to be about 5. He got to take a knives to school.
Well, that sounds safe.
And my son, John, he says, you can't do that.
They were number 2
and
nice
told John,
right out of school.
And he says, if you do, I'll have to discipline you somehow. You'll sit you in a corner or whatever.
I'm
going to
take away your
and
iPad
he
in the
took,
future.
And he took him. He says, you touch me, I'm going to school. I'm going to tell him you beat me.
Oh, good one.
And I'll be here knocking on your door. And
so
he called me
nice.
Up that night. He says, Dad, what do I do? I said, well, what I'd have done, I'd have turned him over my knee, blistered his ass. Then I'd have sent a note to school with him.
I've been like, yeah, I did that. And I left a mark.
Yeah, and then see what they do.
Yeah. Not it.
A parent has the right to discipline their kids as long as it's within reason.
Right. So I can't leave marks like on the face.
Well, you can't.
Or...
Well, you don't want to smack any kid on the face. I've never believed in that.
That's
either.
Just dumb. Yeah.
But, you know, that's why the good Lord gave you a palm and gave them a butt. Because you can whack their
Not
butts.
Because butts are cute and hands are useful?
You got it.
Oh.
No, that's what the palm is for, specifically.
But since then, he has grown up. He's been in prison three times. I think he's 27 now. He's been in prison three times.
That dang prison system.
And he's, you know, because he won't learn. But he's also very, very intelligent. They say those that are extremely intelligent will get in trouble more than...
It's true, because they're under-educated.
Yeah, we're something. There's something. I don't know what it is.
Less public education for them.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. That's coming anyway.
Yeah.
They don't want to teach cursive now. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard from some teachers that we know they're starting to bring back in some of their classes, bring back cursive. Because these kids are going to grow up at a certain point in time. They won't be able to read. It says, well, how can you read the...
The internet's not in cursive.
Well, they don't have to worry about it.
They're converting it.
They can just type the whole thing.
In
the internet, at the point, you type two or three letters, it already knows the word you're trying to spell, so it just takes over and does it for you.
I don't know, because yesterday my son was texting me, and he said, Everett's in bed, and it corrected to Beverly. And now I have to call my son Beverly.
Hey, if you change it to auto-curse,
more kids will use it, you know?
Yeah. They'll think it's something else, and then they'll be tricked into using curses.
Auto-curse, yeah, that's funny. They'll be like, yeah, bad word! And then it's just beautifully in cursive.
Yeah.
All European.
They don't have to type the first few letters, and then it's in cursive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can't read it anyway, so.
Well,
they don't know what they're saying. No one wants to read it. No one wants to read that.
Why are the letters all touching?
Like, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle? What are you trying to say to me?
I
want to
check on you, but you got a new head coming?
New gooseneck.
Gooseneck, head neck.
Gooseneck, head neck.
Somehow you'll be able to take a shower and it'll be somewhat of a decent temperature eventually.
You know what we could do? We could save your money, just hook the damned holes to it, and you just hold the holes over your head at any height you want.
Yeah, waffles.
I
didn't
even think of that. We didn't even need to install a basin for that. I could have just done that over the sink or the toilet, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Thinking things too late.
All you want to do would be wash your hair in the sink.
Hindsight's 20/20. Yeah. You don't have to wash your butt.
I'm using the toilet for my hair.
Yep.
You sit on the floor and use it like a...
It's like a salon basin.
I hope you flush it first.
Oh, well, now you tell me.
Well, you know, now I learn.
Yeah, I need to get the conditioning bowl cleaner.
He's like, you give me one more time.
Shampoo.
No, this is a good one.
I'm going to shampoo
my hair.
No,
he's already scratching me.
Oh, yeah, he looks, he has his attitude.
Hi there, kiddo.
Yep, there he goes.
A bad one.
Yeah, he says, I remember.
Hi. Pain in the ass.
Yep. Oh, well, now you've changed your tune.
Yeah.
He loves it.
He's very discerning.
Yeah, very.
That's all right. Some people don't want to be touched. Yeah. You know? That's all right. They can hiss at you.
Some people are cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We did go over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
awful. Cat cats. Yes. We just look at me.
Yeah, he'll give you the cutesies, but don't go near it. Don't be fooled.
I don't worry about it.
I got
a good soccer kick.
No, that's not the one we
got. A good soccer kick.
That's actually not how you solve problems. We don't kick
with cats. You do.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The further the better. That's why we've got that big room there.
Yeah. I need to practice.
You see how fast he can run from here to there. Uh-huh. And you give him a little boost, it helps him along.
Yeah. Yeah, taking control of animals makes you feel pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm going to get my sides. I'll pick that up yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, get back to work, would you? We're not paying you to
Bossy
stand
broad,
here.
Didn't you?
Hey, I was raised by a lawyer, so.
Got four kids.
Yep. Yeah, I got
Was that all?
Yeah.
That's like a gal that had 70 kids.
Yeah, I don't have that.
And somebody saw her and says, boy, you got it. She says, she had three sets of twins. Uh-huh. Somebody come on and says, do you always have twins? She just kind of laughed and chuckled and says, no, 100 times we don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need them.
Yeah.
Mm.
True story.
Do you know how to make them?
I know how to practice.
Practice is the fun part.
It is the fun part. Thank
it
you.
It is the fun part.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Yeah. I'm getting out of here.
All right, yeah.
This is getting too deep.
It obviously.
Woo!
That's what he said.
I'm glad we're on the same story.
Yes, thank goodness. Yeah. No more stories.
All of them can run down.
Yeah.
Too many stories.
Well, tell me about your stories.
Now, sit by the fire and I'll tell you about my stories.
Sit down, children. Collect yourselves in a semicircle.
Yes.
I'd like to read to you. Or, if I might, speak from my mind.
Speak from the heart about my memories.
Grandmother's memories. Oh my god, that was so fun. That was like live action with a Trump supporter. Really handled yourself well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is how zoos should operate.
I was like sitting here going, you do realize you're talking to that cat's father who loves them very much?
Oh, that's not the part that upset me.
I know.
Plenty of people.
We can roll that back. We'll hear it.
Yeah.
Jason's oxygen levels started to decrease rapidly. You'll hear it.
Yeah.
You didn't even get to do drugs while he was doing that. That could have helped a lot.
Oh, that would have worked. For sure.
Well, you want to pinch this one off? Because there's nowhere to go from here, but worse.
Sure. Yeah.
You count it back.
I'm just going to go take a number two. In my hair sink. I'm going to clean my hair sink. 3, 1.
Poop.
Yeah.